This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health, ShopSmart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, ML Foods Limited, Island Game, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, John Bull, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Discounts Galore, the Digital Transformation Unit, and YKRS Fashion Center.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, today, well, I got a couple of things planned for the coming days, and then we got remotes, too. I, like, just had my phone charger, and now I have no idea where it is. I just brought it in here. Something's going on, man. Somebody's playing with the Matrix. I don't know who it is. I just had it. I feel like I'm on crack. Is this how crack addicts feel? They lose time and things? Anyway, let me focus. Okay, so today... No, I literally just had it. Like, it was just... When I walked in here, it was in... Oh, here it is. Okay. All right. I'm not on crack. I'm so afraid. I forget stuff so easily. And after my mom getting dementia, I'm so afraid, like, that's going to happen to me. I'm so afraid. I've been reading articles on how to, like, prevent it. Stop drinking is the first thing they tell you. So that's going to be difficult to do. All right. We are going to... do a couple of things before the end of the year, but today we're going to do a look at some of the biggest stories and biggest issues of the year. And I know what you're saying, Juan, the year's not over yet. We still got a good 3 weeks left, 3.5 weeks. Now, Dwight's saying he won't work all the way till the end of the year. I know about all that. Can I get a break? Yeah, I guess a few more days than that. So you say we're coming back probably Wednesday. Boy, I ain't gonna lie to you. All them days. Not after Christmas. And you know they're only giving us one day, right? What you think they're dealing with, though? Why, Brave? Why? Goddamn please with that? We need Christmas and Boxing Day. We had nothing last year. You can at least give us two this year. I just was here celebrating minutes losing, and now, you know, come on. You're playing with our Christmas time? No junkanoo one day. Anyway. All right. Exercise is the greatest weapon against mental decline. That's from a clinical psychologist. Well, okay, well, I do that. Says your charger was in a different dimension for a bit. It happens, I guess. Somebody's tinkering with the Matrix, buddy. I see this weird stuff going on. All right. We're going to look at some of the biggest stories of the year. Now, normally, in an election year, there would really be no doubt as to what is the most important story of the year, the biggest story of the year. However, this year was different. And while this year didn't feel like last year, because Benist eased up, as he saw his need to call an election on a lot of these harebrained restrictions, this year was actually a lot worse in terms of COVID-19 because of, I guess, the Delta variant and whatever other variant there was. So to put in perspective for you, the latest daily dashboard, actually I got it right here. So I can't decide, maybe you could tell me, I can't decide what the bigger story is. The PLP winning and Minnesota losing, or COVID-19. And normally it would be no question that a general election, which is an event that happens, you know, normally every 5 years, which determines who controls the government, which determines so many other things. Normally that would hands down be the biggest story of the year, but I don't know if it is. All right? So let me put it in perspective for you. The latest coronavirus dashboard that was released yesterday, all right, 5th of December, 2021. It says that in total, we have, and we're going to go back to the beginning of the year in a moment. It says in total, we have had 22,839 people caught COVID-19. Okay? Currently, there are 14 people in the hospital. Of those cases, we have had 705 deaths. All right? And I know all of this isn't this year, but let's establish where we are. And we'll also look at the mortality rate and go from there. All right? Okay, so we are, all right, let me do the mortality rate. Actually, no, let me find January. We'll find the first one of the year. I got them all here, all right? So we're going to see, we're going to show you, demonstrate to you how, just how bad the COVID situation was this year, all right? So this is the Ministry of Health update for... Let me see here. This is January 1. Okay? We were at 7,959 cases. All right? At the beginning of the year. 7,959. Okay? At the beginning of the year, we were at 175 deaths, okay? At the beginning of the year, there were 11 people in hospital, all right? We know, of course, that hundreds and hundreds of people went to the hospital, thousands, and people also died, all right? So, your charger entered a way gate. Watch out for the Trollocs and the Black Wind when you go fetch it. Waygates from Wheel of Time. It's like a way they travel long distances in a short time through an alternate dimension. It's a long story. The show's terrible. Don't worry about it. The books, go read the book or get the audio book. Okay. So we started off with 7,959, and we ended up with 22,839, okay? Let me just enter these numbers here. 7,959. So 14,000, at least 14,880 people that we know about would have caught COVID-19 this year. Do you know anyone or anything that has infected 15,000 people this year? I don't. We were at 175 deaths, and now we're at 705. 530 people died from COVID-19 this year. Do you know anything else that killed 530 people?
Like, I seriously have to ask, like, the Medical Association of the Bahamas. Has heart disease killed this many people this year? Has diabetes? Has stroke? Has cancer? I don't know. We had 100 murders. This killed more people than homicide this year. So our COVID-19 situation was serious. I mean, was it serious to the point where we needed lockdowns and all this? I don't think so, right? I argued for restrictions before the third wave really came crashing down on us. Everybody told me to go get bent. So we just had to go through what we went through, I guess. That was what they saw fit. I think we should have done some different things in terms of hospitalizations and capacity. And I know there's a challenge with nurses. I heard Fred Mitchell say the other day, I think it was on Nahaja's show, that the Minister of Health says that since they came to office, they've lost 42 nurses. You know, it's a significant number. There's hundreds of nurses, but still. All right. So hopefully we won't go through this again. The Omicron variant so far doesn't seem dangerous at all. And hopefully we won't go through these mass hospitalizations. Plus, you got vaccines. That's supposed to prevent severe illness and hospitalization. So that's who we know got COVID-19 and died from COVID-19. So that's 530 people. If I came to you and told you, hey, man, 530 people died in like a boat accident or 530 people, right? And it's millions worldwide. So COVID-19, it's arguable which one was more impactful, all right? COVID-19 or the general election. Not that the two, and one informed the other, I sincerely believe. All right? I think one informed the other. Let's see if the mortality rate for COVID-19 remain consistent. So our mortality rate was around 3%. All right? This year, let's look at it last year. The mortality rate last year was 2.2%. So the mortality rate went up. I do believe the mortality rate went up because of hospital capacity, also because the Delta variant, they say, was more harmful. And also, you know, we got a ton of comorbidities. Many of us are overweight. We have chronic non-communicable diseases, and those led to poor outcomes. So I don't know. You tell me, which one was worse? Which one was the bigger story? The general election or COVID-19? Now, my favorite story was the general election. All right? That I enjoyed the most, covering all the shenanigans. The most heart-wrenching story, certainly for me, because I can't isolate a lot of these people. I know quite a number of people died from COVID-19. And the most heart-wrenching story of the year for me was the death of Donya Bella Walker. But COVID-19 has really, really, really done a number on us. Now, luckily, did I calculate that right? No, I calculated last year and then where we were throughout the entire pandemic. So where we are throughout the entire pandemic, we have a 3% mortality rate. If I'm calculating this year, we got a 3.6% mortality rate. All right? Now, if you tell me something like there's a 3.6 chance that you're going to die, if I catch something, 3.6% chance that I'm going to die, if I catch a disease, I'm going to be worried. But I'll ask for more information on what determines the outcomes of this. All right? Now, if you tell me when I get on a plane, there's a 3.6% chance that it's going to fall out of the sky, I'm swimming to wherever I need to go. All right? So you got to look at it in terms of that. Now, you choose to get on a plane. You don't choose to catch COVID-19. And I think COVID-19 was probably more widespread because testing wasn't very robust than we think. And I do think the Delta variant pretty much burned itself out. I hope the Delta variant burned itself out. That 530 people had to die doesn't make sense to me. Again, I think a lot of that had to do with the hospital capacity and all the stuff like that. The capacity to treat people just wasn't really there as it needed to be, right? So we have a serious situation with the hospital that we do need to look at, making sure we can't let our guard down. Okay, there's 14 people in the hospital right now, no biggie. There's more people than that in the maternity ward. Okay, fair enough. But what you gonna do with something, if Omicron mutates into something more dangerous and previous infection doesn't prevent reinfection, right? We can't shut all our lives down again, right? Because at the beginning of this, because it's all gotten muddled. The beginning of this, it was all like, we don't want to overwhelm the public health system. Well, the public health system was overwhelmed, and not only these people died from COVID because of it, but many other people who couldn't get treatment died. I know many of them, particularly cancer, people with cancer. All right? So you got to work on building up hospital capacity. You got to work on making sure that we got nurses and doctors, okay? I know the U.S. is poaching the nurses in droves. We got to be resourceful, okay? They're just getting them from there because it's easier to get them from right next door than it is to go get them from around the world. So you're going to have to start scouring, man. I'm saying start in the Caribbean and then move fan out. You know what I mean? Let's talk to Cuba. Let's get some program. Them Cuban nurses can't, they know they can't go nowhere, right? As hell, Cuba, right? If you're a Cuban citizen. So let's talk, and they rather be here, because I've been to Cuba, it's lovely, but their economy, because of the sanctions, is in the doldrums, right? They were facing food shortages during COVID. When I mean food shortage, I don't mean, oh, I don't have Oscar Mayer bologna. I have to get the bologna cut from the log that the butcher has. Woe is me. I can't get the type of mayonnaise I want. Right? You know what was weird? I'm sorry. This is neither here nor there. I always eat Hellman's mayonnaise, right? Because my mom made everything with Hellman's, and she swore was the best. And someone gave me Miracle Whip one time, and I threw the bottle at them, right? Because I don't understand what Miracle Whip is. And they ran out of Hellman's at the food store. And so they started bringing in this Sawyer's, right? Mayonnaise. And I like that one better. And now that the supply chain's kicked back in, pretty much, they just bring in the Hellman's. And I can't find the other one anywhere. Anyway, that's not here. Our food shortage problem, that's my problem. I why can't I get Hellman's, right? In Cuba, their stuff is, why can't we get rice and bread? Like, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, bring the Cubans, all right? Start there. Cuba, because of circumstances, was forced to invest heavily in its own medical industry. Start there. Bring a couple hundred Cubans. We'll speak English. The Bahamians will marry them, right? And then we'll have Bahamian Cubanos running around. And they can be nurses and doctors too. Okay? Or you can bring Cuban male nurses. That's what y'all want. Y'all want our ladies got a bit left out. What do Cubans? Why do we objectify these Cubans? It's a gift and a curse. It's like the people are so beautiful that they get objectified. So we're going to have to do something. But in terms of what's the biggest story of the year, tell me what you think. Do you think it's the general election or do you think it's COVID-19? Now let's talk about the general election. So, Minnis lost. I think that was for the best. right? We just need to move on from Minnis totally. The FNM needs to move on from Minnis totally. He won his seat, unfortunately, which, you know, it would have been good if we could have just had a fresh, right? Clean break. That would have been good. The PLP won too many seats, unfortunately, I think, because of Minnis' leadership. Because I don't think that it's a good thing to have the parliament having almost every seat occupied by one party. They have it in Barbados. Barbados has every single seat in parliament, in the House. And I'm not sure what their Senate makeup looks like, but they have every seat in the House. Mia Motley, her party, has every seat in the House. And I don't know that that's a good thing. I like Mia Motley. I think she's solid, right? But I don't like, it's uncomfortable to me to have one party just has these super majorities. You get cocky, you get lazy. It's hard to keep that many people together, all right? You got to find work for everybody who really ain't qualified for certain things. You can try them, but they ain't qualified. But Minnis lost this election badly. Or you could say Davis won it, but in my opinion, Minnis lost it. And now we are faced with a situation where we will wait and see how the PLP does. All right? It's been a couple of months. In my mind, the honeymoon's over. Okay? It's been about 3 months. I'll give them till the end of the year, really, and then I really expect to see some movement. The Cotton Bay thing was good to see. I don't know if that was the PLP or if that was in the works before. I have no idea. Hopefully we'll be seeing some more stuff move in here soon, all right? But we're faced with a situation where we have a lot of people new to parliament, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, new to cabinet governance, which also isn't necessarily a bad thing because you do have some seasoned people in there. And we're faced with a situation where we're really counting on the PLP to perform well because we got a lot going on. This can be time for y'all to fall into your old ways of putting stuff off. You got to move. I believe Brave will move. I believe Brave Davis, as bad as y'all talk about this man, I believe he wants his legacy to be that he was a good and effective prime minister. So when you open your mouth from now on, you're going to be talking about 90 and all this other stupidness, and Minnis talk about Akshay Grammy, about Brave and all this nonsense. Brave wants you to say, ask your Grammy about Brave and how much, if 50 years from now, ask your Grammy about Brave and what all Brave Davis did to make the Bahamas a better place. That, in my mind, that's where he wants to be. And so I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. It says, if you think you're skipping out on us again, I'm launching a campaign to book your show for the 12 days of Christmas. Jingle bells. All right, if you got that guy in the paper. Says, there's an easy way. Cost, not savings, is the best way. What did COVID-19 cost us? $2 to $3 billion. It's possible they spent $3 billion on them signs. Who knows? Yeah, you could also look at COVID-19 in terms of the enormity of its impact on the economy. Right? We borrowed billions of dollars. Our economy shrank by billions of dollars. It's supposed to grow again. It is growing again. All right? One, I like where you're going with this, bring in some Cuban nurses. When I'm not just saying Cubans because I'm trying to objectify them. I'm saying that because they have the best medical system in the region, right? So other than the United States, okay? So they've got, and they got numbers, all right? There's millions and millions of people in Cuba. So they could spare some to come do some trade-off with us. We've been a friend to Cuba, right? I mean, you could reach wherever you go, India, Philippines, all this, and you're like, oh, hire Bahamians, but the Bahamians don't want to stay. So what I must do? Yes, I will try to put more Bahamians into the pipeline, but we training them to go to the U.S. So tell me, are y'all telling me? What do y'all think the biggest story? One, you're forgetting the many people that continue to suffer the lingering effects of COVID. No, I wouldn't say I'm forgetting them. I mean, there's long-haul COVID going on. They'd be included in the 22,839. They'd be included. Can we quantify that number is my question. Juan, just to age your number, we had 156 people that actually died from COVID in September, 146 in August. Yeah, it was by far the worst of it, right? It was by far the worst of it. I didn't feel any danger because I wasn't really messing with people like that. Mind you, I did go to, I went to Atlantis, I went to Comfort Suites, right? I wasn't passing up a free stay at Atlantis or Comfort Suites. I might as well brief you. So, and there were thousands of people around, right? And a lot of these Americans, they ain't on no mask run. I might as well brief you. Particularly not outdoor. If you tell them they got to do it, yeah. If you tell them it's optional, eh. Right? This is Juan, the lockdown story was more interesting than the election. But lockdowns, they ended, right? And was that March? Something like that? If I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong. The lockdown story was last year, really, was the lockdown story. I can't go through nothing like that again. I got to tell you, I can't. I don't know how people in some of these other countries dealt with it, like Canada and all this. But again, it's easier for them to deal with stuff because they're industrialized. But look at Africa. Africa's, a lot of it's not industrialized and they did okay. You know, some didn't, you know what I mean? Like, but if you look at population-wise, you know. This says, great show as usual, that killed economically more than 30,000 people. Yeah. Says Dwight, won't y'all work till the end of the year? Dwight, that ain't good. If you booking me stuff to make me money, we could be working down. Yeah, but if we ain't. Okay. I can't. You want me to talk bad about these private companies? No, man. Y'all don't vent with me on that. I got. I ain't trying to ruin relationships here. Over y'all frustration. Says your number's checked out. I'm on our world data now. 3% COVID fatality rate. Close to South Africa now where I started looking. April 2020, we actually had a jump to a 15% mortality rate. Jesus. Eek. But spiky case reporting and reporting lags lead to spiky and crappy statistics. Wish people respected good statistics more. Shout out to my good COB teachers, Dr. V and Robbins. Yeah. It says COVID-19 was the bigger story because it was unexpected. The Minis F&M embarrassing loss was very obvious and expected. It says, one, I don't care. It's Hellman's or nothing. The other brands suck. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll talk stories of this year.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
The Bahamas welcomes its newest and best savings store. It's Discounts Galore. From discounted cleaning products to discounted disposable products to discounted health, personal, and skincare products. For those new mothers, we have specially discounted baby accessories. And finally, just in time for Christmas, discounted toys and novelty items. Conveniently located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store. Come see us at Discounts Galore, your savings store.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
Oh, everything is here.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you on the move? Busy running errands? Do you have so much to do that you don't have a lot of time on your hands? Have you gotten your COVID-19 vaccine yet? Well, if you haven't, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine may be the one for you. It's one and done and fully vaccinated for now. Yes, you only need one jab of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and you are done. Lower your risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19 by getting vaccinated. This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Iron Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Come quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Iron Game.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family and family is important to us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution. We're talking biggest stories of the year. All right? Biggest stories of the year. My two top contenders would be the general election and COVID-19 in terms of its impact, health-wise, economically, etc., psychologically. However, there's a possible third contender. I don't think it is the top contender, but I'll throw it in the mix, right? Now we'll talk about some other things, which is us winning two gold medals at the 2020 Summer Olympics, okay? I know what happened in 2021, but it's still referred to as the 2020 Olympics. That is no small feat. I'm sorry, we're gonna call it. Let's do the call and then we'll talk about it. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Vaughn.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well. I think that the the general election, because you remember now, Vaughn, you had a lot of people was disgruntled of this thing of just being locked down mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, it played a toll on, I think, about 90% of the Bahamians in some form, in some fashion.
Mm.
But mentally, it really played a toll on a lot of people, right?
Yep.
And someone asked me to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
They said to ask Mr. McCartney that if Mr. Minnis was the prime minister, won the government again, how would this Christmas you think it would have been? The person is listening too.
It would have been disastrous. First, let me show you something. First, I truly, truly believe they were going to raise VAT to 15%. I truly believe that. And I think that's what he was talking about with the hard choices and the election. That's what I believe. Now, he claims he didn't see the report that he himself commissioned, but I don't know about that. So I think they were going to raise VAT. Maybe it would have been raised at the beginning of the year. But I think that's what was going to happen, because that's what the IMF said they would need to do.
Also, correction, Vaughn, I think you said about the cotton bait thing. If I corrected, that was Mr. Perry Christie's brainchild behind that.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
The drive behind that.
That the PLP came in and ironed
and
that
came
out
back
in a few months. Yeah.
Right, and I see something too, but again, they're trying to get something. And you know, I think that Mr. Davis, personally, I'm not saying this because I support him and he's the prime minister, but I think that his legacy, he's going to put doubts in lots of people's mind to how people perceive him to be, however people or conspiracy theories they get about him. So his legacy is going to be the best legacy besides Mr. Pinlin,
mm-hmm.
Left in this country, Gorchka likes. Because he's on a, mind me, Vaughn, I could be real with you, I'm not taking his side to say, but Mr. Davis is on a good road. The only thing is that the ministers and the MPs make him look good. Because remember now, every time we have an election, we vote out the government. The reason why we vote out the government because of the leader, right? You have a lot of MPs who do good for him, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the leader, they suffer.
Yep.
You know, but, hey, kudos to Mr. Davis and all of your doubters out there. He's not brave anymore. He's Mr. Davis, the right honorable prime minister of this country. So you got to give the gentleman his respect.
All right, my brother.
All right, so.
Yep, not a man say, call him brave. Okay. Biggest stories of the year. We got COVID-19, we got the general election, we got some other stories, and we got winning two gold medals at the Summer Olympics. All right, so to put in perspective for you how significant an achievement that is, we are second per capita in the world for gold medals at the Summer Olympics. Second, only one is, other than this, is Grenada. which had a lady who won a gold in the triathlon, which is also a great accomplishment. Grenada's got a population of about 115,000 people, maybe. We're second in the world, if you let that soak in. Okay, per capita. We have the top a female 400-meter runner, the top quarter miler in the world, and we got the top male quarter miler on the planet. On the planet, and that's something we should be proud of. Okay? So that, too, could be up there for biggest story of the year. Let's go to phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
My take on the biggest event for this year, in my opinion, is certainly COVID-19. When I think about the amount of death we experienced just this year alone, notwithstanding all of the other things that locked it in with the constant lockdown, sometime, and I don't think it was warranted, even last year in particular, there were a period of time where the lockdown was necessary. So patients are still suffering from that business and like unemployment and rest of it. So I think COVID-19 by far was the biggest story of 2021.
Okay.
That in my opinion.
Yeah, COVID-19. Fair enough. I understand your rationale. You think that was more impactful than the general election?
Certainly, the general election was important. I mean, it was very impactful. But the reason being is that we didn't envision of really having a general election prior to 2022. At least that's what I had envisioned, despite what I was seeing on the ground.
Yeah, you're right.
But when I saw the campaign and intent, then I said, yeah, we can have one now. Because
yeah.
I see the intensity and where that intensified. And so I said, definitely, we can't carry this into 2022. So obviously, by that point, I said, yes, we can have a general election definitely before year end. No question in my mind on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw it too. But thanks, man. So general election for you. This person says, I thought Bermuda was first. If Bermuda is, I looked it up. Bermuda is second for medals per capita in the world. Bermuda got a bronze medal. Karani James, I believe, is in the 400, I want to say. So Bermuda's second per capita. San Marino is first, and they didn't win any gold medals either. But Grenada, they won a gold medal, and they beat us per capita. But we certainly had a glorious achievement. I say we, because it's all of us, right? It's Shawnee's achievement, and it's Stephen Gardner's achievement, but they represented us, right? They went to the Olympics on the Bahamian team, right? They couldn't go to Olympics as individual sprinters just on their own. I'm just showing up. Oh, Karani's from Grenada. Okay, so Karani's from Grenada, and Bermuda got the thing? The triathlon? Is that what it is? All right, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, so Bermuda got a gold. And yeah, so we're number two. That's what I said. Oh, no, I said Grenada. No, Bermuda got a gold. So Bermuda's number one, and we're number two. So we did really well. And it's a great achievement. And it's something that we should be very, very, very proud of. All right? As a nation. So those were things that a mixed bag. COVID-19 certainly was no fun for anyone. The general election, no fun for the FNM. Lots of fun for the PLP. Lots of fun for people who wanted to see Minnis gone. Because it was really just more about Minnis other than anything else. Because of low turnout, I believe the pandemic was more impactful because Bahamians really wasn't feeling the election. Yep, fair enough. San Marino is number one per capita. Before I looked at it, I didn't even know where San Marino was. I'll be honest with you. It's in Europe. They did say, like, they got a medal in gold medals in trap shooting. I don't know what that is either. Is that like the clay pigeons thing? Everything's a sport at the Olympics. It's got to be something. Maybe I could get my kids into that. Trap shooting. Or archery. Or something like this. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, so we're talking big stories of the year. We had Olympic gold medals. We had a general election. And we had a really rocky time with COVID-19. You can call me, by the way, 323-6232, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Text line is 422-4796. I'll read some of your text line. 422-4796. It says, the gentleman from the carnival said last night on the news that they were given permission from the prime minister to open on the 10th, but today Dr. Darvall is saying that they have yet to give them permission. I didn't see that on the news, but the government already released a statement on it over the weekend, and Darvall is again speaking to it, and what he says happens is that the prime minister gave them permission to enter the country, but they still have to meet the approval, health protocol-wise, of the Ministry of Health. All right? And they're going to figure that out. I think he said tomorrow morning. They're going to figure out what they're going to do. They're probably going to have the carnival. I don't see why they can't have the carnival. You also don't want nothing. Right? Nada, nada, nada. All right? Oh, someone sent me a link. All right, I'll watch that another time. But I don't know what the guy who ran the carnival said, but I heard what Darvall said, and I heard what Clint was saying. So it appears that they had permission to enter the country, but they have to set up and show them the setup, and then they can operate from what Darvall said. Okay? Which is just like everything else. Okay? You got to meet the government protocol. That's the world we live in. That's what you wanted, right? the barber got to go get the certification and the hairdresser and the spa and the sign. You know, we're all comfortable with that now, right? That's what all this relinquishing control of our lives has given us. I mean, mind you, you got to meet certain requirements anyway to operate any business in the country, but any legal business, but all this specificity, you know. Let's go to the said I said on the news, I saw on the news the gentleman did say the PM gave him permission to open on Friday. Well, if that's what he said, that's what he said. I don't know that to be the case, right? Him saying that don't make it so. That's just what he's saying. So if Darvill's saying that even if the prime minister, who's no longer the competent authority, said, yeah, you can come in and operate, he's saying the health protocols take precedence over that. All right? I don't understand why dude would say that if he wasn't given that permission, but that's not what Darvill's saying. We had a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling about the pension unemployment extended fund. The prime minister said the funds will be extended until December, and the people will have a lump sum payment, $500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we call by NIB, everything has been canceled, and they ain't come out publicly yet, and then tell nobody that it has been canceled.
What has been canceled, the lump sum payment?
No, the unemployment extended, but they said it was being run until December.
I don't know that to be the case.
Oh, it is the case.
That they told you that there's no more unemployment assistance.
It's canceled. Call NIB, and you will get direct information. You call, and you will find out. I'm saying that's the way I found out.
Okay.
I was shocked.
I will check.
That's why I have to call. You call and find out, because if you come out publicly and said that it's being extended, why not come out publicly and say it's canceled?
I wouldn't imagine they would have just canceled it like that.
That's what I'm saying. I was so shocked because I am one of them. That's why.
Who did you speak to?
I speak to Mistress Hall or Miss Hall, whatever she named. That's who I spoke to.
And she said there's no more unemployment benefit?
It is canceled.
What?
The link, some few people getting off and stuff, getting on, and I feel that deplorable. And I spoke to Clint Watson, and Clint Watson told me that the unemployment extended is canceled because the country is opening up. I don't know where that has to do with country opening up. If you getting paid, but who ain't getting paid, that's a different story. I spoke with him myself. He said the unemployment extended funds has been canceled, but the payment, $500, will be paid in the middle of the month. The country has been opening up, so I don't know what the extended country opening up for some people who are eligible and who are working or able to work.
Well, allow me to contact NIB and try to get some clarity on that.
Yes, and you could call Clint, too.
I call Clint.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Last I know, the unemployment ran through the end of December, and there's a lump sum payment somewhere around the middle of the month. That's the last thing I knew. I don't know that anything's changed. That would surprise me if it has, but I never discount these things. When I hear them, I try to make sure to check them out. So let me check that out, and I'll let you know. Now, there's some people from Atlantis who had some mix-up, and I've been in touch with NIB about them. And I've also been in touch with the minister about them. Now, they are having an issue. But everyone else, I thought, was where they need to be. Okay. This says, good afternoon. One, Stephen and Sean A. did the country proud, especially during COVID, but that's number three. The elections are number two. Because everyone expected Minnis to lose. The only surprise was by how much. COVID is number one because it showed how poor our healthcare system is, how stressed out the nurses and doctors were even before COVID, and how unhealthy we are because, vaccinated or not, the obese and sick people were dying. It also showed our resilience as a people and the differences in privileges and rules between the haves and have-nots. It also made Minnis the worst and shortest-serving PM in our country's history. You ain't lie. All that's true.
Was he the shortest serving PM?
Yeah, I guess so.
Finley was premier for, I think, a year, right? How long was Finland premier for?
67, 68?
I think a year. I'd have to double check. No, we're not sure, I'm not sure when it changed from premier to prime minister. Now that I think of it off the top of my head. Someone out there who knows or remembers or was around or something, let me know.
He was the shortest serving and the worst prime minister. Yes, I believe both those things are true.
It says, good afternoon, one unemployment extended through December. That's everything I have heard, including and up to the budget debate in the Senate yesterday, indicates that unemployment benefits run through the end of the year and there's a lump sum payment. All right? Everything I've heard indicate that's totally new. Anyone, for anyone to say that, but I'll check. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good.
That's good. That's good. You know, sometimes I just call, right? And I like to piggyback up on what my boy was saying, right? Mm. And, you know, it's a lot of things. Like, everybody want Mr. Philip Brave Davis to do. You see, and he always say call him Brave. But I will never call him Brave Davis face-to-face. You know, but I was saying them TIPs, and they, some of them is my friends, some of them even my family, call the former prime minister ass and all kind of things in the chat. And I tell them, man, that's wrong. You don't talk to these our country like that, because it's why the Chinese, the Haitians, they make all them the treat us the way they treat us. And until the civil service begin treating us with respect. But I, like I try to tell you yesterday, Glenn and man is a strong woman, and I'd be glad if them kids get back to school come January, because I've seen hundreds of them walking up and down the street. Miss 2 years of the school won. They then call us dumb, stupid in the war. They then call us homophobic, non-phobic, and all kind of phobic. This is our country. This country is not a poor country, woman. There's a bunch of bad management on both government. Leave these rich people alone. Stop taking the money. Choose them there by hanging on our books, woman. You see, what we need to do in this country, see, our people are too passive. Yeah, you see, but me, although I can't remember helping them, I swear on the middle. Wrong is wrong with me. You see, now I heard you mention something again. They had them properties now for 20, 25, 30 years. We need to take them property back for them or charge them land tax. That's what the rich, the black and white Bahamian people face, and the foreigners. Because we can't take them more tax on. I didn't know about you. But I'm struggling right now. They keep my last boys in school. And thanks for taking my call, my brother.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. I'm going to say, okay. It says, Menace couldn't have been worse than the 80s government that brought shame and disgrace on this country. I would offer, without fear of intelligent contradiction, that he was probably the worst democratically elected leader in the region in the past 60 years. If we're just talking about the Bahamas, possibly the worst ever, going back to like Woods Rogers, even though Woods Rogers was an OGM. That's my assessment of it. You may have a different assessment. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. The murder of the six people in the car.
Yeah, we need
on
to.
On Cap Road should be one of the stories we can't forget.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Thank you. Okay. And to that point, there's a text that says top story of the year. Six men murdered. And no one arrested yet. Unbelievable. Yes. So six people. Was it men? Were they all men? They weren't all men. Wasn't there a woman? She was shot. She was killed. Let me back double check my facts. So six people murdered baby shot. No one arrested. All right? One of them six men. Yep. Six people were shot and killed. Two others, including a two-year-old girl, were injured. All right. A 19-year-old woman and a child were shot. We should get an update on that child. Now, this was in April. It is December. And no one's been arrested yet. Or charged yet, certainly. Paul Roll says some of the suspects are either dead or have fled the country. I can buy that some of them might be dead. Because if someone had a good idea, someone connected to those guys had a good idea of who would have done it, even though a lot of people suspect that it was some sort of extrajudicial police killing, then I could see them killing them. That's how these things usually work in the underworld, right? They don't have a court system. They just have an execution system. So that is a big, huge deal that six people were shot. To me, and I can't, there's no like suffering Olympics where one gets a prize and the other gets runner-up. But to me, while this triggered a fair amount of outrage due to just the enormity of it. Six people getting killed at one time. I don't believe it triggered the same amount of outrage or the same amount of sympathy for Bella Walker as Bella Walker's death. I don't think so. I would say Bella Walker's story was more impactful than this, although this ain't nothing to sneeze at. And I don't care if they are bad people. We don't need to have a country where people could ride around and shoot up a car full of people and push out and just it ends there. All right? Because they could have killed bystanders, they could have killed anyone else, could have been in that car. They could have killed that baby, that little child. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing today,
man? Hey, what's going on, Anton?
Everything cool, man. Right. I don't want to be presumptuous, and so let me ask, are you on a particular topic?
No, we're talking biggest stories of the year.
Okay, great. Well, if I could just make a quick statement on that part that you're on with baby Bella Walker. Mm-hmm. Juan, what's to my mind, in terms of public outrage, the saddest part of baby Bella Walker's death is the Bahamian people created the biggest stir because they were of the impression, based on false information that was put into social media, mm-hmm. which just, you know, took flight in terms of how she died, right? And when the facts were revealed regarding how little baby Bella really died, you didn't have that outroar, you know. It wasn't consistent any longer. And to my mind, as far as the public, as far as what the Bahamian public is prepared to indulge in and not, that's the saddest indictment on the Bahamian public. You know, and so I joined up with the Minister of National Security in his sentiments expressed regarding how poorly the Bahamian people outcried after they learned how baby Bella passed away. But one, I heard the on another point that I called in for, I heard the financial secretary, Mr. Simon Wilson, in an interview, right, where he spoke about this $100 million that was borrowed by the previous administration from the World Bank for the purpose of constructing a new hospital wings on at PMH in Nassau and the Rand in Grand Bahama, right? And the Prime Minister Davis spoke about it in Parliament, but there was some information that the financial secretary revealed, which the Prime Minister didn't speak to, which I think is very important for
the Bahamian people understand. Look, man, they draw down the entire $100 million. Right, Juan? Entire $100 million. Although the loan was secured at a very affordable interest rate, it was most inefficient, it was most ignorant, it was most asinine, it was the height of stupidity to draw down a full loan knowing that you didn't even have a plan in place to construct or to begin construction on the new hospital wings. And what that means, in essence, Juan, and in essence of times, is the Bahamian people are paying the full interest on a loan of $100 million. Before we even have architectural plans in place, before we even dig the first foot of foundation, before any level of construction take place, we are already paying the full amount of interest. What would be interesting to know, Juan, is how much interest the Bahamian people, and I'm saying this because I'm hopeful that you would dig it up in your research, so that perhaps one day you can bring that information to the Bahamian people, so that we can understand how stupid a decision it was that the former Prime Minister Minnis made to draw down the entire loan when we didn't have to be paying the full interest until the very last meal was being licked inside those new wings at PMH and at Durand. And so, one, that's malfeasance, malpractice, that's mal everything. They need to be dealt with and held to account for the nonsense they were doing. Thank you for the opportunity, bro. Continue the great work, Juan. God bless.
Okay. Says Juan, no one indulges in unimportant things in politics more than Anton. But baby Bella, he makes me cringe. Oh, by the way, Anton has convinced me to allow him to come on for the second hour of the show on Thursday. He wanted the full 2 hours. About what we will talk, I have no bloody idea. But I'll tell you what, don't expect to come in here and like me interview you. If you got something to say, then let's say that. But I'm not going to, I can't force it out. So I hope you're prepared, Anton, to discuss issues. I don't just do stream of consciousness trying to pull interviews out of people. I don't talk to my wife for 2 hours straight. Yeah, I wasn't. What are we going to talk about? You know what I mean? I can't. I get in trouble for it all the time, too. She'd be like, you're not even listening to me. No, I'm listening to it for real. You know? But that's happening Thursday. And I'm not going to be here Friday. Ken Danica's going to be here. She's been doing a great job. I like where she's coming from. This says, you have to confirm if that lady was getting unemployment under the special COVID assistance. That's what it sounds like. Now, in terms of the hotels, I have full faith in Fred Perpall and the Beck Group that that's going to be done. They did it last time. They can do it again. Good afternoon, Juan. Hope you're well. What is that lady talking about? They're getting a lump sum of $500. What more she wants. Says, good afternoon. The carnival guy is true. And what he's saying, because they could not leave another country and come here to the Bahamas with all their rides and equipment and games without approval. Not only just approval, but other paperwork has to be done in order to bring all of that equipment in. So customs is well aware, long before they would have been aware months in advance, every single year that the carnival would be here, and it's probably pre-approved. So all of this is a front that they're putting on in the media, or telling the media what the media is telling the public. I come from a carnival family, and carnivals just don't show up in your town without the government knowing and all approvals in order. I mean, maybe that's the case. Maybe it's all a front. I don't know. I think the carnival should operate. I'll take my kids, certainly. It says, good afternoon, Juan. This roundabout on West Bay Street has to be the most complicated roundabout ever. Is it? What's complicated about it? You go around it. I haven't seen it if it's finished. I need to go check it. I'm not driving all the way out there just to see that. It says, Juan, Minnis was a train wreck of a leader. On another note, Juan, why does it seem that many Bahamians want everything to stay shut down forever and they don't want any Bahamians to be able to have fun? These are the same unvaccinated ones wanting everything shut down. I mean, if you go, like, particularly on social media, you have these stories, and these people, y'all, like, Bahamians, right? After Haitians, and the Chinese, right? And the white man. Bahamians dislike Bahamians the most. All right? You talk about yourself so bad. I mean, nearly all of you can't drive properly, but that's something different. But you talk about yourself so bad. You want each other to do so poorly so much of the time. It's so strange to me. I want you to do well, and people get mad at me. We got a phone call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
I don't normally call back no talk show.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I call earlier. That's before one.
I know.
But listen, Anton caused me to turn my radio off. Juan, I listen to you all straight on through. Listen, this is what he's doing. It's not in the best interest of our show. All right? I'm a Lutheran like yourself. We have standards. So I would appreciate if you could sort of nub that in the butt. Because what he carries on with, you tell him what you're dealing with, and he just come on and he acts as if the PLP is still in opposition. PLP is the government.
Well, and he's coming on Thursday, and that's going to be my Christmas government. Gift to him. So.
All right.
You better have something structured, or we're not going to last an hour.
All right, sir.
All right. Nice. Says, LOL, Juan, 2 hours. Thanks for the announcement. I wonder if it's okay to make the announcement on my end. Oh, that's Anton. You did want 2 hours. What are you fronting for? That's what you told me? I can't talk to nobody for 2 hours. I can. Uh-uh. I can't think of nobody I talked to for 2 hours in my life. Like, just maybe, right? Maybe. People already say they ain't gonna listen. The second hour. It says, man, hearing him just now makes me already cringe thinking about Thursday. Says, no! He'll be all right, I believe. All right? No, not 2 hours. 1 hour. He's going to be here for the second hour. I told you I can't talk to nobody for 2 hours. Who's the last person who was here for 2 hours straight? Jeff? It says, you talked to the Bahamian people for 2 hours. I'd be really having a conversation with myself most of the time. I won't lie to you, but I do respond to the texts and the calls. I could talk to me for 2 hours. And even that, you know, is a lot of pressure. I can't be, when people call me on the phone and it's like beyond 2 minutes, I start losing interest. Like, real talk. Like, I'd be going, what can I do for you? Are we just talking to, because you want to talk? Or is there something that I can facilitate for you? Just ask me and I'll say yes or no. But to just have extended conversations, I can't do it. I'm incapable of doing it. So. All right. So I hope this ain't Anton's stick for the next 4 years. Please, no. It'll be fine. I think if he can have something structured, it could be an interesting conversation. I could have on for, like, if I have someone who I can talk with a variety, like, I can't have, like, one cabinet minister on for 2 hours, really, because I lose interest in this one issue, right? The prime minister, I could bring him for 2 hours, And I can actually structure out the interview to touch on many different topics. Thanks for giving me to the heads up. One, I'll not be listening to your show on Thursday. I'll be on for the first hour. Hey, what fake outrage by that caller? Send them ended so pleasantly, fake outrage. Says Anton needs to work on getting his own radio show. He needs to give some solutions. What he's complaining about every day, he needs to tune down. Oh, he'll be fine. Says you'll need Friday off after dealing with Anton. You hear Minnis call someone else conniving? That has to be the biggest story of the year. Yeah. Says, I like your show, but Thursday I won't be tuning in. Tune in. We'll see. One, the best thing to come out of Market Street is Keith's Chicken Shack, not Minnis. Hi, Juan, is your show with Anton paid or is it gratuitous? It is gratis. Only because of our long-standing relationship. And it won't be too much gratis going on around here. Because I'm into making money. So, bro, you need to bring DeWitt or Dave on your show. I think they can handle it. I haven't heard from Dave in a while. Is he still banned? Is that through the end of the year or something? Jeez, I'm getting outrage texts here. I don't understand it. Jesus. So if Anton comes on for an hour, even 30 minutes, I'll personally boycott you guys for the day. So Anton doesn't have a real job, A1. I won't be listening to the second hour of your show. I can't take Anton, Mr. I'm master of all topics. I tell you what, though, even if, you know, Anton does have a compelling story to tell. All right? Because he was fired from his job. Because of politics, because of his politics, and he won his case. He sued the government and won his case. And I don't know if he's been employed in that whole time. Juan, you better make sure you say a good prayer on Thursday before Anton sits in that chair. Anton's a cool guy, you know. I'm trying to scale through the text. Past Anton. Says, hey, one, I don't have a problem with Anton. In my opinion, he makes great contributions. I don't always agree with him, but it's better than people calling just complaining about Anton and never making any contributions. I got no problem with him either. As Anton is not so bad and annoying as some of your callers and people make of him, thanks for inviting him Thursday. This shows maturity, open, common courtesy, and hospitality, which a lot of Bahamians and people need to treat each other better. Thanks. I recommend two shots of Bailey's before that show. Bailey's, I can't drink that. Juan, I like where you're going with this. Bring in some Cuban nurses. Where women? I could never drink Bailey's. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people who love it. Having Anton will cause me to start my weekend drinking early. Don't cause a sort of drop, as you would say, Juan. Keep the standard. Yeah, it's fine. We can talk to Anton for an hour. Juan, let's talk about something positive. Ken and Eek has been doing a good job so far. Yes, I think so. It says Hubert Ingram for 2 hours. I'm not listening on Friday either unless you have Hubert Edwards or Levan. Levan is absolutely your best discovery. And you are Guardian's best discovery after Dwight dusts you off and bring you up from the basement to replace Harris. Okay. I didn't discover Levan. He was on the ZSR, was that it? I enjoy talking to Levan because even though we disagree on certain things, it's never not interesting. I'll say that. Good afternoon. Welcome. Oh, we got a break? Okay, let's break, and we'll be back.
Charles Pizza be your wingman and fall in love all over again with our new savory boneless wings. Indulgent flavors like sweet chili, buffalo, barbecue, and spicy barbecue. All for just $12.50. 10 pieces made with quality ingredients for just $12.50. With Marco's, it's the quality that matters most. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store, every day, the Italian way.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra chair. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your up. Come quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
Yeah. Here we go.
Jay. S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J. S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Mommy, I want a Barbie truck for Christmas, please.
Mom, I want Minecraft Legos.
Okay, sweet children, just write a letter to Santa and tell him what you want. And if you be nice, he just might put your gifts under the tree.
But Mom, Santa doesn't exit.
Who tell y'all that? I've got great news. You don't have to rely on Santa for gifts for the family this year. You can let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services not only shop for you, but bring your items right at your front door. Black Friday sales, Christmas specials, whatever the occasion, order your items online and let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services ship them over for you. Just call 377-0450.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know that's you, Daddy.
Yeah, we know.
My Gateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. My Gateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. Oh, everything is here.
Don't spend this holiday season in traffic when you can find that perfect gift for everyone on your list at Y Cares. Boys and girls clothing, Y Cares. Kids shoes, Y Cares. Ladies tops and sweaters, Y Cares. Shirts for men and jeans for all, Y Cares. And for the home, everything for every room from blankets and curtains to stoves and microwaves, Y Cares. Three locations ready to serve you. East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and Bahama Avenue. Spend this holiday with your family and friends, not in your car. Shop Y Cares.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution. We're here talking today about some of the biggest stories of the year. So, of course, crime was a big story. We've had over 100 murders. We had the 6 men murdered in April. COVID-19, in my estimation, was the most broadly impactful story. How many people died? What was the number again? 530 people died this year. 15,000 people contracted COVID-19. Possibly thousands of people were hospitalized. There are people who still are dealing with long-haul COVID, as one of the texters said. We borrowed unprecedented amounts of money over the pandemic, including throughout this year. So, and we're still borrowing. We shed the most jobs I think we've ever shed at one time because of COVID-19. We've lost billions of dollars from our gross domestic product in terms of COVID-19. So just my gut says COVID-19, but the general election is also very impactful and changes the trajectory of the nation possibly as well. All right. We talked about the gold medal wins from Shawnee and Stephen. We talked about crime. We talked about Bella Walker's death. There's also Petra Curry, who was run over by the car. That really highlighted a lot of domestic violence and gender issues of the day. There was also a big story in 2021. Okay. So I call it things that did not get done. Okay. So we did not get a fixed election date. We did not get a term limit for prime ministers. We did not get an ombudsman. All right. We did not get a resolution on what should happen with BPL. We did not get a resolution on what is to happen with Ken Dorsett. The things we did not get in 2021. Survivors of Hurricane Dorian did not get their due. They did not get the aid that they should have gotten, that was promised to them in the manner that it should have been given to them. Grand Bahama did not get restoration, particularly on the eastern end, as it should have gotten. Okay? What else did we not get in 2021 that was supposed to happen? This says, our people are their own worst enemies. Stop hating and disrespecting one another. I'm a living testimony of this from my family, my own flesh and blood, friends and strangers on a lesser level. As real as you read in this, God who is love is judging this type of behavior that's been going on far too long. Rather choose to forgive, love, be our brother's keeper, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, says Ephesians 4:26. I gotcha. Says, it is interesting to observe as a culture when we disagree with a person, our maturity to agree or disagree. We simply want to do away with that person. Anton has his opinion. If there's a disagreement, we desire to have him banished. This is really a microcosm of how our leaders lead the country. It is rather regrettable. Yeah, and I'm with you on that. We can disagree. Anton and I have disagreed many times. I don't think there's anyone living or dead that I have known that I have agreed with all the time, right? Now, agreement and disagreement can often be subjective, right? Like, I could have incorrect information, and you could disagree with me, and then if you provide me with the correct information, I'm mature enough to go, okay, well, that's the correct information. I had incorrect information. I didn't understand something or whatever like that. But when we're talking about perspective, right, that's just people just disagree. Everyone's not just in lockstep with each other all the time. This has been this way throughout the course of human history. Some people are on the right side of history. Some people are on the wrong side of history. Some people are on the correct side of an issue. Some people are incorrect about the issue that they're discussing in terms of facts and raw data. But in terms of our opinions, we can disagree. In terms of Anton's blanket defense, I would say 99.99% of the time of all things PLP, we often disagree. All right? We got a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, you kept me waiting quite some time.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were waiting.
That's okay. I have to say to the public that I have had some disagreements with Anton in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've called the show and Anton has called me a fool and everything. But I would say that the Bahamian people should keep an open mind.
Right.
And listen to him. He's an intelligent person. He's not a bad person. He has a biased perspective from his political influence.
Right.
But at the same time, I think we should keep an open mind. I want to say you label a lot of things that went wrong within the last government. There's some things that went right.
Fair enough.
We did not receive a fire from the dump.
True.
Our electricity weren't cut off within that period of time for some time.
Now, my electricity went off a lot, but it wasn't...
Yours did?
Yeah, but that's due to the transmission and distribution network, chiefly.
Okay, where I was, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my sister told me she lives further west. She told me hers did.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, they did very well, okay? I think some of the major things that we wanted happened, and a lot of things did not happen. The one thing that I want to talk about, Juan, and I've been on you on your case with this before. We have a lot of Bahamian people are frustrated and do not like the Princess Margaret Hospital. Now, please listen to me when I say this one, okay? Because they feel as if they're not getting the best of care. When is our government going to wake up and get another hospital so that this other hospital, possibly in the Carmichael Road area, so we can take care of that mass amount of people without them having to be transferred? Because one of the problems that we have in this country is people coming away from Carmichael Road on their way to the hospital sometimes die because such a long span of time trying to get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. But when are we going to start talking about getting an infectious disease sent to hospital by itself? That when people have certain diseases, they would only be going to that infectious disease place rather than putting people who have COVID-19 into the Princess Margaret Hospital and hoping nobody else catches it.
Yeah, I
you
agree.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
How can we change the perspective of what's going on with the Princess Margaret Hospital? Get another hospital and lighten the load with Princess Margaret. They're spending another $80 million, I understand, on some additions with Princess Margaret Hospital.
Right.
Why not spend $80 million and build another hospital or use one of those buildings? I know a building that would be perfect for it. That same on the corner motel in Carmichael Road.
Yeah. The PLP said they're building a new hospital.
Yeah. They're building a new hospital? I thought they said they're building an addition.
They're going to build that too.
No,
they promised to complete the addition of Princess Margaret Hospital and build a new hospital on New Providence and Grand Bahama.
That sounds good. Now, that's Christmas in my ears, Juan.
Yeah.
That's Christmas in my ears. One more thing, Juan.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got paid for the roadside in 2 months.
Now, okay, when was the last time you got paid?
Well, it would have been in September.
Oh, wow.
October and November, we haven't got paid for yet.
Wow.
That's coming up on Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't hear what Barnaby said about it, but he talked about beaches and parks before, but I can continue to try to check for you.
I want to be respectful to Barnaby, but let Barnaby know to take his time and hurry up.
Okay.
Because people want their money before Christmas, not after Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's some people that are really hurting. One, I want to thank you very much for your show.
Okay.
I pray that when I believe that when Anton come on the show, Juan, I pray that you take control of the show and not let Anton dominate the show for that criticism. And I just want to say that I'm going to listen to the show. I'm probably not going to go in on the show. I'm just going to listen to the show. But I believe it'll be a great show.
Okay.
And I do have a lot of respect for you both and Anton. Even though Anton disagrees with me sometimes, we walk on different aisles of the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love some of his points.
Yeah. Anton's
a
smart guy.
He's an educated person, and Bahamians need to know one thing for sure. Okay? He's a passionate person. He's just biased sometimes, but he's passionate about this country. And we got to give it to people when they're passionate. I see the passion in you, Juan, and that's why God gifted you with a voice to be on the radio so many other people can hear. And people must understand the passion that he has comes from his heart and probably from an area where he came from where God is saying, this is a chance for you to help your people. Sometimes we go a little straight. And I'm hoping that you get to really put a great perspective on that show on Thursday, okay?
Okay. All right.
God bless, my brother.
Appreciate it. Now, there's still more things that happened this year that we may have forgotten that even happened recently that we didn't get into. And we could probably get into tomorrow. I think, do we have... We may have a paid show tomorrow. I don't know. I talk to you for 2 hours if you pay, right? If we deal it in terms of money. So one, I think where some people get offended with some callers is the name calling, whether it's the name calling of officials or the name calling of callers or texters. We almost... Be mature and conduct ourselves properly because the kids are watching. We cannot want to hold children accountable while the adults in the country act 10 times worse. True. Very true. As callers and texters, we need to bring more facts and lay the facts on the table and call it a day and respect others' right to disagree. Yeah, for certain. For certain. Like, it's just a sign of maturity to say that, well, okay, if someone's views are different than yours, you could think that they don't make sense, but those are your views. Fair enough. I don't know what logic often undergirds them, but those are your views, and you're entitled to them. We'll do this and then text messages. We'll get into some more stuff maybe tomorrow. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Juan, you know something? When you're thinking about the Bahamas and the sporting world, worldwide, pound for pound, we're still number one. Let's look at the Olympics. We had folks who made the quarterfinals, semifinals, and you have some countries, they never got any, even the first round, didn't go through the first round.
Right.
Look at basketball. We got, what, 3 professional guys now playing in the NBA?
At least, yeah.
That's right. Then Mark Knowles and what's the other guy named? Roger. I think Mark Knowles is right one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Juan, if you go through the achievement that we earn as a country, some countries got over 300 and something athletes to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And we only got over 400,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, the achievements that we earn as a country, I'm talking about way back, baseball, football, with Adam Brister and everything. When he was in the Cincinnati, that, you know, that bunt that cost them to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You think about it, Juan. You really think about, for our smaller nation, what we have done. It's a past that, because some countries get millions of people and never had anyone won a gold medal yet.
I agree. So we have a lot to be proud of.
A lot to be proud of and be thankful for.
Absolutely.
And
that,
all I can say, you know, we just have to be, the Bible said in everything, you know, we must be, you know, be thankful. And everything might not go, but we're still a blessed little nation.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And he's right. I was talking to Candia the other day. Yesterday. And I'm going to have her on the show. When we may be on for 2 hours, when she comes back from the Gambia, because it was just such an interesting thing she was saying. And she has a great interview I want you to hear. I was talking to her, and she was talking about the poverty, the destitution in the Gambia. And I'm not saying that there's not poverty here, but there's not poverty here like she describes poverty there. So you gotta be very thankful, even though everything isn't where we want it to be. He says, Juan, how come DeWitt never came on your show? I thought he was cool with you. I can't stand much more than that. DeWitt has been here before, actually. I believe more than once, yes. G- Good day, Mr. McCartney. One of the stories of 2021 was the sand dollar. Have you had anyone on your show who talked about it? Yeah, we had people talking about the sand dollar on the show. It's a great story, too. Good afternoon. Slight change of topic. What about them dolphins? Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend. It says, one, leading up to Dr. Menace's victory, there was a man called Mr. Munnings out of North Andros who called the talk shows every day. He was another Anton. I wonder where he is today. It says, the disarray that the public education system is in is a big deal. Of course, it was already bad and suffered greatly due to COVID, but it's unacceptable what happened during the past 2 years. Yeah, and that was another thing greatly impacted was education. And I think we'll be tallying the cost of the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic for many, 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 many years. All right, we got to get out of here. We're out of show. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and we'll discuss some more interesting stuff. Have a great day and take care out there, Bahamas.